Welcome to MeFlow Magic, a podcast for the investor generation. I'm Phil Knipe. Each week, I sit down with MeFlow founder Josh Schuler to discuss all things retail investing, what it means, how to get there, and how simple practices can lead to proven results. With new retail investors entering the market daily, this show exists to bring institutional ideas to you, the investor generation. To learn more about how MeFlow ideas can shape your approach to investing, check us out at MeFlow.com. And with that, let's get into the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to MeFlow Magic, the show where the ethereal Josh Schuler teaches me, the very non-ethereal Phil Knipe, everything there is to know about options trading. This guy is so smart. And I'm really excited about today's episode because we actually get to kind of get down into the nitty-gritty of what options are, and we're going to do so by talking about spreads. So at the very basic level, a spread is taking one options contract and then taking another options contract and spreading out the risk between them. So Josh, what's a spread? I mean, really, what's a spread and how does it work for us?
Yeah. So, I mean, a spread is a wonderful vehicle that many people who, when they think about options, so like if you just stop somebody on the street and you go, hey, have you ever thought about using, you know, options as part of your investing? They will typically react negatively to you. And the reason for that is that, you know, at some point somebody got them in some scheme or something where they, you know, talked about options trading. Options trading can be, you know, really exciting. In fact, you know, we've talked on previous episodes about how many people are participating in what we call zero DTE options, so that they enter an option on the day that it also expires. And that's a highly speculative type of position, but it can also be very volatile. And you can have, I mean, you can literally have 1,000% gain in one day. I mean, that's how volatile it can be. It can also go against you very badly. And when you have people talk about negative perceptions or experience around options, it's typically, when I dig in a little bit deeper, what I find out is it was either buying options, selling options. So you can buy a call, you can buy a put, you can sell an option or sell a put, you can sell a call. So these are what we call naked options positions, meaning that there's nothing else connected to them or tied to them. Some savvy investors will sell a call. Let's say that you own shares of stock. So, and you want to lock in at a certain price by selling a call against that. So like, let's say you had a stock that was trading at $100 a share and you wanted to say, hey, I would like to get out of this trade if I go to 120. So you can sell the 120 call against each allotment of 100 shares and essentially put in a ceiling that, you know, you'll get. Now, if you don't get to 120, by expiration, you just get to keep that premium. And that can actually be a form of an income stream for people who have a large stock portfolio. So that's where people typically use selling calls or selling options. But you could also just say, hey, I think that stock's going to go lower. So, you know, one way to do that is you could buy a put. The other way is you can sell a call. So buying a put and selling a call naked are essentially the same way of saying I want to take a short position or a bearish position. And if I want to buy a call or sell a put by themselves, that's a way of me saying I want to take a bullish position or a long position. And the difficulty for people, depending on which of those they pick. So like if I say I believe something's going lower, so I sell a call. So selling premium by itself is what's called an undefined risk investment. Meaning that there's a fixed gain that I can get, and there's a probability around that gain. However, if I trade past the risk price and that starts to go against me, it can go against me infinitely, and I can lose far more than what I invested, which is very, very risky. I think there was a website, an investment group that was, I think it was called Premium Sellers. I think it was really called premiumsellers.com. So like anytime somebody sells an option, that's called selling premium. So they're like selling the extrinsic value of that option. Well, it can be really effective time in and time in out. But if you don't have a risk plan around that, and there are times when those probabilities don't hold, if you don't get out, it can absolutely blow you up. And so that, I think the guy that had that website, that fund, I think they came in one day, they were in a position where they had sold a bunch of calls in natural gas and then just got their doors blown off and even had to like go back to investors and tell them, hey, we've pretty much lost everything. And if you want to hold your position, you're going to have to add more capital. I mean, it was really, really, really ugly. So there's lots of those anecdotal experiences that make people go, whoa, I don't want to do anything with options, which is challenging because what ends up happening is then they don't get to participate in all the cool things that you can do with options, specifically mitigating a lot of the negative parts of the naked options where you're just doing one option contract, whether buy a call, sell a call, buy a put, sell a put, by combining them in one position. For example, one of our drip types is a straddle. So this is where a stock has been consolidating or trading sideways for a decent period of time, and we're expecting it to move from that certain price. So on that one, you're buying a call and you're buying a put at the same time. So the whole position is actually two option contracts at the same time. Or if you believe that a stock is going to be in a range of prices for a period of time, it's like just started consolidating, that's where we put on a strangle. And in that one, you're selling a call and selling a put at the same time. And that trade becomes, those two entries become one idea or one trade. And this is a way of spreading that trade. Now there's other ways where we can buy a call and sell a call at the same time and buy a put and sell a put. And depending on which one we buy or sell, we either receive a credit or it's debited. And in either one of those, we can actually have a maximum, hey, here's the most that you can lose in that position. The only one that, or drip type that we talk about where you're opened up to that unlimited risk is a strangle. The beauty of a strangle is that you're not just selling like just selling a call, you're also selling a put as well. So even if that starts to go against you, the other one offsets the risk. So there's a good window for you to be able to adjust the position and make a, you know, a more prudent decision around what you're going to do, which is, you know, far different than most people when they experience options. They're just looking to kind of, you know, roll hard from the edges and see where we end up, which is not the way to build it. So trading options naked requires all kinds of perfect timing. It requires that you are on top of it all the time. And even people who want to like buy, if you just buy an option, so say you buy a call or you buy a put, for those to actually monetize, you have to have really good timing. And it typically has to trade past a price that the market didn't expect over time for that to really work well in your favor. So there's a lot of skill that's required around those, which for most investors who don't want to look at this stuff all the time, that's not going to be a great way to do that. But if we add spreads, whether it's, you know, debit spreads, credit spreads, and we'll talk more, you know, in future episodes about the difference between a debit spread and a credit spread and what that means in terms of what you're doing. But what it basically does is it means, hey, I can know specific prices that I need to do anything. And if it's not at these prices, I don't have to do anything at all. And I can just let this thing work for me over a period of time, you know, be that from 20 to 40 days.
Yeah, I think our listeners are probably familiar with the phrase hedging your bets. And, you know, this is essentially what we're doing, right? But yep. Josh, you're right, because just the other day I was actually at the park with my kids and I ran into an old friend. He's a dad, similar demographic, similar age group. And I was telling him about this show, this new project. And I think his response was, ooh, options, huh? You got to be careful with that. And I think what he was trying to get at is like, exactly what you were saying in the open of most people think of options trading as this singular motive or tactic to accomplish a strategy, which can be quite dangerous. But by spreading out that risk into multi-leg options, which keyword multi-leg,
yes,
this is what we're doing with spreading out that risk.
That's where the multi-leg. So each think of each contract that you enter as one of the legs. Right. And to your point and your story of the friend, part of the reason that people have such negative experience around the perspective of options is not because they were taught that by institutions. They were taught that by what we call retail traders. And if you go to YouTube and you search for option trading, you're going to find all kinds of stuff about really volatile, really speculative and risky option trading. And it's almost exclusively going to be naked options. This is just not the way that anybody who wants to be in this business for any length of time and have any type of predictive equity curve uses. We all think in spreads because we don't have to be on top of it all the time. Like we want to be able to like have a general idea and mitigate, you know, the volatility of the markets and use the probabilities that options offer us to their fullest and best capability. So like, you know, it has been our practice is, you know, each week we look at a specific question, you know, as a takeaway, something for you to think about with respect to your own investment journey and, you know, how MeFlow can play a part in that. And the one that I would, you know, think about is that when you've heard about, you know, any investment opportunity and someone says, whoa, like, you know, don't do that. Sometimes it's worthwhile to do a little bit more poking at it and go, okay, well, like, you know, what's been the experience? How is this different? What is the perspective around risk, and you know, how can I position myself in a way that's consistent with my risk profile with options? If you hear somebody say, "Oh man, like options, aren't they scary?" You can say, "Yeah, I think they are, especially if you're doing, you know, naked options, but that's not what I do. Like I spread. It's much, you know, so the vernacular could be, you know, spread them before you go naked." Spread those
legs. I like that.
Spread those legs before you go naked is the MO.
You see, this is what I meant when I called you ethereal.
What is it? I don't even know what ethereal is. You're going to have to school me on that.
It's like, I don't know, thinking kind of out there, like a beautiful mind. You remember
beautiful
that film?
Mind. Yeah.
Yeah, he was ethereal, but in okay. The best way, Josh.
Oh, right. Love it. I love that. Yeah, I'll take that. I will receive that. There are lots of days when my mind doesn't feel too beautiful, so... To be ethereal is great. You also, my friend, have a beautiful mind.
I think of the Hangover scene when Zach Galifianakis is at the blackjack table and like the numbers and the calculus just like starts showing up like through his mind. And yeah, that's you. That's you, Josh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to learn how to turn that off.
That's the key. Yeah. That's the key. Struggle. The struggle is real,
struggle.
My friend.
The struggle is turning it off.
Thanks again for listening to MeFlow Magic. I'm your host, Phil Knipe. And thanks as always to Josh Schuler, El Jefe, as he's affectionately known at the MeFlow Studios in Fort Collins, Colorado. If you like what you hear, do us a huge favor and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And please consider writing a review as well. It really helps us reach more listeners and ultimately keeps us going. The content, views, and opinions expressed in MeFlow Magic are for educational purposes only. As with all investments, there is a risk of loss, including principal, and no host or guest of MeFlow Magic shall be held liable. You should consult a financial advisor before making any investments relating to stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or whereby other investments relating to money. In other words, do your own research. This show is produced by me, Phil Knipe.